This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
And it's Mark with you,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. The last hour we were talking about public schools and some of the moral pitfalls of funding a school through taxation. And Aaron wanted to comment on that. Aaron calling in from Philadelphia. Let's go right to Skype. You can communicate with us through Skype by using username lrn.fm. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hi, I wanted to take the other side of your argument here. when people think of what's good, they often think of what's good for the group or the community that they feel they're a part of. And schools specifically tend to bind a community together. And They all have a stake in it. They have a stake in the curriculum, what's taught there. And at the end, they hope that children raised in it will fit into their society well. And they don't want your child to be taught some strange religion or to be taught anarchism or something that's going to cause them to be a burr in the side of the community.
Now, let me sort of counter some of the things you're saying here. You said that I guess you're meaning the community, has a say in what's in the curriculum.
They believe they have a say at the very least.
And what I was going to say is that generally they do not. It's some group of people that are either elected or appointed that sit down behind closed doors and determine what the curriculum is going to be, or they get dictated from a state agency or the federal government what the curriculum is going to be. So there's not really much that the local people can do about the curriculum.
Maybe not the individual people, but you'll see increasing pushback even from teachers' unions when the federal government starts to institute policies like No Child Left Behind and standardized testing, which they feel usurp the local control of the curriculum and what children need to learn.
Okay, so that's the teachers' union that has a say in the curriculum. That's not the parents having a say in what's in the curriculum.
Well, the parents have a say in who they elect as selectmen to decide the curriculum.
I think that people feel like, Daryl, I think that what he's trying to communicate is that people feel like they have a say in the curriculum. People feel like, you know what, there's some really dedicated individuals who dedicated their lives, teachers. If you could read, thank a teacher. They've been inculcated, indoctrinated with this mindset that the only good people are those that work for the government because they're really sacrificing themselves.
I would love to see a study done of how many people honestly believe that at the local level they have a say over what the curriculum is. Because I've seen studies where people say that they do not feel, overwhelmingly say that they do not feel that they are represented by governments. That overwhelmingly the federal government does not have the consent of the government.
We're not talking about somebody who's so far removed as Washington, D.C. We're talking somebody who's just around the corner.
So I have a
right, that's
grader.
Why I would love to see a survey done.
Okay.
So I have a fourth grader in a public school system. And it personally, he's been through a couple schools now. We've moved around for jobs and things. And the schools have directly asked the parents through assemblies and teacher conferences. When they do change curriculums, it's exposed to the parents and we're asked for feedback. And even if they're not going to like take my personal advice, it does feel like we are connected to the decisions being made concerning the curriculum and we're being given a heads up and the direction they're wanting to head.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I mean,
every parent I know of in New Hampshire and elsewhere says, like, I wish I had some kind of say in what my children are learning.
But, well, let me ask you this, Aaron.
Yeah.
If all things were equal, There was a bus that came and picked your kid up, took him to a private school. If private school costs the same as public school, as government school did for you, would you prefer to send your kid to a private school or school among a small group of private schools that you could choose from that would say better represent your interests than this school, the government school?
Of course.
Okay. Like, this is the only thing I'm saying is that I'm trying to get people to look at government school. I agree with you that parents often – that it's flag waving mostly. It's
right.
Tribalism is what it is.
Exactly.
This school is, the Deansboro school, and I'm a Deansboro resident. And if you don't like Deansboro, get the hell out! You get out of here! You don't like Deansboro, right? Like, it's just
where
that.
Is Deansboro?
Deansboro is an imaginary place that I'm talking about
okay.
right now. But this is how people are. Like, they're just like, oh, I can't believe you don't have to go to our Deansboro school. All you have to do is get you and your stinking anarchist kids out of here. Right? That's where people come from. And you can either choose to fit into that model or you can choose not to fit into that model. But I can tell you that in my town, there's a little town's coffee shop where the oldsters go in the morning to talk about people. And apparently, I have been the topic of conversation more than one time because I don't want to pay to send other people's kids. When I have a kid who's 7 years old, I don't want to pay to send other people's kids to their government indoctrination day prison. Now, I will say that their government indoctrination day prison is probably significantly better than the other government indoctrination day prisons, and that the private school that I went to, frankly, wasn't that much different, except that they taught the Bible, than these schools. That there's not that much difference. But that I do believe that I can get a better education out of a private school education than I could out of a public school education. And certainly, I believe I can get better from homeschooling. Go ahead, Aaron.
Absolutely. But when you talk about what's good, and I think of the Neanderthals, they had, 20% larger brains. And from our evidence that we see, they seem to be more peaceful. So you have these peaceful people that don't quite agree with everybody else or using force, and they're smarter than everybody, and they're extinct. That the people who can fit into the groupthink mentality and organize into these mega structures are just going to win. It's an evolutionary advantage.
I don't know if you could say that Neanderthal is necessarily extinct. I think that they live on as part of Homo sapien.
A small minority of them did interbreed, and we do have some of that continuing on. But
Mark, didn't you say that you had some Neanderthal
it's
DNA?
It's like 2%, but I happen to know Aaron's occupation, and this is not ice upon which you wish to tread, Daryl. So I would ask you this, Aaron, when it comes to Neanderthal DNA, since we're on this topic, who raped whom? Was it the Neanderthals raping the Cro-Magnons, and that's why I have Neanderthal DNA? Or is it the Cro-Magnons raping the Neanderthal gals, and that's...
Why do you think it was rape?
It ain't love at first sight, pal. What do you think it was, Aaron?
It seems that based on... there's a certain type of DNA, mitochondrial DNA, that's only inherited from the mother. So
that's
it
right.
It seems like... It was primarily we have the non-Neanderthal mitochondria. So that would indicate that it was the male Neanderthals that were taking the other woman.
The big-brained, like peaceful Neanderthal males were raping
so maybe
the
not quite
little
as
brain
peaceful. So maybe not quite
your narrative
as peaceful,
is falling apart.
But they were larger and smarter.
Yes, I got you. I see where you're coming from, and I do tend to agree that people who can organize better are going to do better than people who cannot organize better. And this is one of the things that I think Rand Paul is feeling right now, right? Like his dad brings a whole bunch of people to the ideas of liberty.
Yeah.
6 months later, they become voluntarists and refuse to vote. And so, and who's going to lose? Well, Rand Paul is. Congratulations, Ron Paul. You've created a bunch of non-voters, people who don't want to organize. Aaron, I thank you for the call.
Yep. 855-450-3733.
It's 855-453, Free Talk Live. Rape the Neanderthals, apparently. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype. You can sound better. Sound as good as Aaron. 855-450-3, Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose a school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News and World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-939-5359. U.S. News and World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University Online. Call today at 1-800-939-5359. That's 1-800-939-5359.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Coming to you live this Thursday evening. It is Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
You can give us a call, talk about, well, we've been talking this evening about government schools and basic dissatisfaction with them. And your thoughts are welcome on that, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. you want to use the internet, but you want to use it the way that it was meant to be used, anonymously and without oversight. Fortunately, ProXPN can make that possible. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it even gets to your internet service provider. ProXPN offers OpenVPN, and that's the best network encryption you can get. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. Setup's easy. And unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatever. Now, ProXPN has even more users than it ever had before. So, excuse me, servers than it ever had before. That's giving you greater speed and security. And they've also now integrated Nonkly.com, and that'll mask your emails and if you have a premium account. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. If you go to proxpn.com/amp and you pay with Bitcoin, listen to this. You get 2 years of the ProXPN service for only $49.95. So that's basically $50 for 2 years. And $5 of that purchase goes to the AMP program. So Free Talk Live, you can help us spread the ideas of liberty as a result just buying this great savings. Use the internet the way it was meant to be. Go to proxpn.com/AMP, pay with Bitcoin, and help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy.
So I have an inane question about the copy in that ad. You know, it says they keep no logs whatever.
I said whatsoever. I said whatever. They said whatsoever.
They say whatsoever? Yeah, you say whatever. Why do you do that? It, whatsoever seems to me to be the correct. You've said that a couple times. It's bothered me on a show.
I don't like the word whatsoever.
What? It's the right word to use there.
Back that up with the facts. Let's go to Dion calling in from Arizona. Dion, you're on Free Talk Live.
Dean in Arizona, yeah.
Okay, well, I got to say that I have the wrong glasses on tonight, so it could very well that they may have typed the right thing here, and I just can't see it.
I just had a couple of comments. You really got me going when you said that people working in the public sector are 45% ahead.
They get paid more.
Paid from the private sector. And I can remember when I was growing up in the 60s, one of my friends, his dad worked for the city as a maintenance worker. And
okay.
Another friend of mine, his dad had a pottery shop. Well, the guy that his dad worked for the city didn't want to even tell anybody that his dad worked for the city. It was an embarrassment. It was kind of like the dog catcher job. I mean, it was almost rather be panhandled on a corner than working in the public sector. And the guy that his dad had a pottery shop, he couldn't say anything bad enough about being on the public tee. You know, if you had a government job, you were on the public tee.
Yeah, I think that things have changed about how people view that stuff. Would you agree?
They changed somewhere. They changed drastically somewhere. So, and the other comment I want, it was a statistic from, I think, 85 or 86, I read in the Los Angeles Times.
Okay.
So it's a 30-year-old statistic. But back then, the average wage of a University of California professor was less than the average wage of a California prison guard.
The professor was making less than the prison guard. That's pretty pretty impressive. Now, one thing, they've got a trick in the universities. What they're doing now is most professors aren't getting tenured anymore. What they're doing is they're hiring what they call adjunct professors, and they're paying them less. And this is some way that they're able to push money around and build nicer buildings and fund the sports team and stuff like that. So
I went to a private university.
Okay.
And let me tell you, when I graduated, they had the recruiters lined up. I had a job all lined up 3 months before I graduated. They made sure everybody got a job that wanted one.
Now, when it comes to private universities, there basically aren't any private universities any longer because they all accept government money. There's one called Hillsdale College out there that doesn't accept any government money, but that's really the only one, and they do it for sort of philosophical reasons. You can imagine most people, if given the opportunity to say, hey, do you want a government grant? The people are like, yeah, give me a government grant.
Do you want some free money?
Right? And people say, absolutely.
You like money? I like money, too.
I can't believe you like money.
Thank
we
you
should hang out.
Appreciate it. 855 450 free. So, so I'm on my fire department sort of board, right? And we make decisions. We've recently been given a grant to get some new uniforms. We need new uniforms. There's no doubt about it. We're running around with uniforms that have heat damage on them. Some of them are 25 years old. They're old uniforms. We need new uniforms. But they've been given a grant by the federal government. Our town is not going to kick out for these uniforms, certainly not all in one go. And I got to say, you know, I'm going to go there and I'm going to get fitted for my uniform because, gosh darn it, I want one of these new uniforms too. So the government's handed out, you know, little spoonfuls of sugar for everybody. And I'm going to go out there with my little mouth open and get myself one of these nice new uniforms. They're going to match everybody else's. They're going to put my name on the back. And
and Mama Bird government will vomit in your mouth.
Are they putting Mark or are they putting Manwich?
my real last name, as you know, is Edgington. And they're going to spell the whole thing out. That way, when they find my cadaver in a burned out building, they can identify who it is. That's the idea. Not that I think any of us have been put in any danger by being burned up. I think it comes with these volunteer fire departments. You know, we've never lost a cellar hole. You get that joke? I think that's a fireman's joke.
Yeah, I have no clue.
It means that the house, in all likelihood, is burned down, but the cellar hole, which is made of rocks and concrete, is still intact.
Right.
Ah.
So, never lost one. Anyway, I think it's kind of interesting that even I, this principled guy or whatever, I'm willing to take the the uniform that's paid for by the government handout. Sure, you know, yep, I need a new uniform, and you guys are handing it out. All right. What do you guys think? Should I not take the uniform?
Hold on. So, no, this is one of those weird sort of questions, and I've gone so far as to say that nobody can be a 100% philosophical anarchist unless they live in the middle of nowhere and have no contact with any other human being at all. Because if they trade with somebody, well, somebody used a road somewhere, somebody paid a tax, somebody did this, somebody did that. So I'm not going to begrudge you for accepting the suit. And what is your other option? To pay for the suit out of pocket? Will they even allow you to pay for the suit out of pocket?
They would certainly accept the U.S. government will give the money to the department, but then the department would, I could give the department a commensurate amount of money, but they would just spend it on other things. So I don't even know if that's a fungibility issue.
Right, but no, I'm not saying reimburse the department for the money that was spent. I'm saying, could you go to the company selling the fire suit and buy a fire suit? And I'm guessing probably not.
Yes, I could buy the fire suit, and I could just say I refuse to take a uniform, and everybody would look at me weird, as though I'm not the weirdest guy in the department already. What do you guys think? The number is 855-450-3733. Should I take the uniform? 855-450-free. Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. you get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and the number's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about government schools and, fire departments getting government grants and a whole variety of other things here on tonight's show, and you can comment at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or use LRN.FM, that's our username on Skype, LRN.FM. But I want to change gears, go to a another story. It has to do with cop touching.
Yeah.
Apparently, cop touching might be a problem.
So apparently there is a new law that makes it a felony to touch a police officer, even if they are off duty and out of uniform.
That seems ridiculous.
It's utterly ridiculous.
I assume that means touch without their permission.
Sure.
And I'm wondering, say, shoulder tapping.
Yep. Well,
bumping into people.
Here's the story. Two short-tempered men run into each other in a bar in Enid, Oklahoma. The combustible Mitch...
We're on the air in Enid. It's our oldest affiliate.
Well, they will be interested to know because this law is probably affecting them. The combustible mixture of alcohol and ego produces the predictable reaction, a brief, stupid, and inconclusive fight in which neither side is seriously injured. When police officers arrive on the scene, onlookers expect that both parties to the altercation will be hauled away in handcuffs. However, after one of them produces a police credential, he is allowed to handcuff the other.
Oh, you got
to
be kidding me.
And place him under arrest for a felonious assault on an off-duty law enforcement officer. It doesn't matter that the individual making the arrest might have been the same one who started the fight.
Yeah.
This scenario is made entirely plausible by a newly enacted Oklahoma statute that makes any assault on an off-duty law enforcement officer a felony. Not just a crime, a felony.
Yeah, this has played itself out across the country in situations. Cause
it's just making it really obvious that these people, they're above the law, they are a different class of human being.
Yeah.
They are scumbags.
I think it's obvious. But right now, there's the narrative out there that there's a war on cops. And you can see how a police officer may want a certain level of protection that goes, you know, above the average hoi polloi, the average unwashed masses protection. It's like, hey, there's people out there trying to get us specifically, and we need protection off duty because once we take our badge off, we're defenseless, even though most of them concealed carry.
You know, people say, oh, you can't be a cop hater. There are good cops out there. Really? Then why aren't they standing up against this kind of thing? Where are the good cops standing up against the bad cops?
The good cops wind up getting harassed by the bad cops, and in a lot of cases, they wind up killing themselves.
Yeah, well, then they weren't really a good cop, were they?
Well,
they should just keep going.
The assumption is that some large percentage, 75% and up, of police officers are good cops. And
if that were true, then they're in the majority. It should be really easy to weed out the bad cops, right, by just standing up to this nonsense.
Right. That would stand to reason, right, in this case of this sort of.
But it doesn't stand to reason because it's not reasonable. It's actually nonsense. The people that are saying that are either stupid or dishonest.
Well, I think what the truth is that people are herd-oriented creatures. And whatever the direction the herd is going, that's what folks are going to do. That most, my experience when I worked with law enforcement was that about 25% of them were really good folks. 25% of them were really bad folks. And 50% of them were people doing a job. Now, when this police officer does, you know, gets into a fight with another bar patron, let's just say it's equal 50-50, both are jackasses, and, then the two police officers that show up, statistically, if 75% of police officers are good, that the chances are that one or both of these officers, since we're talking about three of them here, two of those officers should be the good cops. Two of those officers should say to the other cop, hey, look, man, I don't know what happened here, but it looks like there was a fight, and I don't see any particular reason to assume that you were not the one who started it.
Right.
Everybody around here says that this was just a regular pushy-pushy between two people.
Yep.
So you got a choice, pal. Because you're an officer, I'm going to give you a professional privilege. We can charge this guy, and then I'm going to charge you, or we can drop the charges completely, and you guys can go to your corners, act like good boys.
Right.
That would be how, you know, like a peace officer would handle this situation.
Right.
But instead, there's the thin blue line, there's this cronyism that goes on, and it's like, all right, well, he's a cop. I guess he gets to decide who broke the law and who didn't. Go ahead and cuff him, Jim.
Yeah.
Are you too drunk? Here, let me help you cuff him.
Well, the thing that makes this worse is that it's standard practice to treat nearly any physical contact with an officer as an assault. The law, which passed the legislature unanimously, always a bad sign, went into effect on November 1st. In effect, this measure extends the cloak of qualified immunity to cover every aspect of a law enforcement officer's life.
Now they truly are the king's men.
Yeah. I had several law enforcement officers in my district come to me this past year and explain to me that the current law says that if I'm in uniform and I'm assaulted, then it is a felony, recalls Republican State Representative Mike Sanders, the primary sponsor of the bill. Two of them, Sanders insists, were assaulted off-duty, although no useful details were provided to validate those claims.
Boy, these poor defenseless guys couldn't do anything about getting assaulted off-duty.
Right.
I'll bet they don't concealed carry a weapon, and I bet they're not reasonably good-sized guys that could do something, and I bet they don't even know who the people are that assaulted them so that they could bring those charges later. That's almost a ridiculous story. Let's go to John calling in from Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. I was calling about your church, and I think you have a perfect right to opt out of taxes for education. But it's not something that they can really allow because If they allowed people to opt out for one tax, then there's no reason, in principle, the same argument wouldn't apply to other taxes, and then they couldn't have a government.
I would agree with you that taxes are, by their nature, involuntary, regardless of what people say. But in the case of, you know, churches, there are the taxes that churches have to pay, and there are the taxes that churches don't have to pay. I don't know this for sure, but I would be willing to bet that if a church picks up a cell phone plan, that they probably don't get opted out of the taxes that go in on that cell phone plan. Same with the gasoline they buy for church vehicles and a whole variety of other things. Wouldn't you agree?
Sure, fair enough. But the reason I think that they're not seeing you as a church is because they see your church as just as existing primarily to opt out of taxes, which is not the intent of their system. So you, for instance, would the Church of the Sword exist 10 years from now if during those 10 years you find that it's just impossible to opt out of any taxes?
I don't know the answer to that. Some people, I can totally see why people would assume that that's the case, but I don't know the answer. There are four ministers, and the services go on every single week. They're fun to do. They're a great way for people to get together. They've got these different rituals that they do, and I think it. I'm going to say quite possibly would be my answer, but I understand the point you're trying to make. Let's say that there are other organizations that, if the Church of the Sword is allowed to do this, that other organizations would be brought up where their sole purpose really is to opt out.
So you don't consider that the sole purpose of the Church of the Sword? Well, is it a primary purpose of the Church of the Sword? Or I may be a little bit confused on this.
Well, the Church of the Sword came out of a group of people who were getting together and doing the sword fighting, and then began to, you know, do certain things. These things that were, you know, done were ritualized and called, you know, the given names and these sorts of things. So, yeah, they really were being done before the church even sort of existed. The church came out of the people getting together. Do you have more, John?
Not really. I was just wondering if opting out of taxes was the primary point of getting the church together.
Gotcha. Thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Should that be a reason not to have a church? 855-450-FREE. Could taxes be evil?
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use
mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. And, you know, there's something unique about Free Talk Live. We make our we make our archives, the old shows we've done, available for free going back for like a decade. Other talk shows, if you want to get that kind of content, you're going to have to pay their membership dues. And we make it for you, free for you. Just go to archives.freetalklive.com.
It's more than a decade now, isn't it?
Free Talk Live, this is November. I couldn't tell you what day we went on in November, but I could probably research it and find it out. But I would just say November is our anniversary month.
But November 2005?
November 2002.
Right. It's more than 10 years at this point.
Yeah, I just don't know how much of that content that we have, so it's over a decade.
Oh, well, if you don't have it, I have it.
It's archives.freetalklive.com. Again, archives.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a law that went into effect, apparently, in Oklahoma that makes touching a police officer who's even an off-duty police officer that you don't know is a police officer.
Oklahoma, where if you touch an officer, you go straight to jail.
And this can, like, you know, for instance, there was a bar fight between two guys. Probably a guy who didn't know the guy he was fighting was a cop. And, you know, normally where you'd have a situation where two people are told to go home or both of them are taken to jail, yet one of them handcuffing the other one. And that's a pretty messed up circumstance. Let's go to Charlie wants to talk about it in Arizona. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, my friends. You darn near caused me to have apoplexy with your story. This has actually been confirmed. I mean, it's for real.
Yeah, this is going. What's going on in Oklahoma specifically?
Well, there's. I mean, this is something that we have to make this a test case. I mean, if we don't stop this now, this is the most virulent form of cancer that this society could be subjected to.
The idea that law enforcement officers wouldn't be held accountable in the same way that normal folks are?
Well, you know, I was in court one time years ago, and they were trying to stick me with disturbing the peace and disorderly conduct, which is pretty much, that's a, you know, you don't beat those. But
yeah, right.
I did. I beat it against a sergeant and the city attorney. But during the judge's closing statement, he was talking about how officers were not second-class citizens.
They weren't second-class citizens?
No, but, of course, the opposing side, you know, started celebrating, but then the judge goes, but I find that there is a reasonable doubt. And the gavel came down, and their jaws dropped, and my friend and I hopped up and high-fived and smiled all the way out of the court. But, I mean, we have to get this ACLU involved. We have to do a GoFundMe. So, I mean, this.
Yeah.
We cannot allow this to go anywhere.
It's an incredible inefficiency that we have to fight so hard to keep the government and its agents from taking more and more power.
We have to stop, or we are lost.
I would agree with you, Charlie. I really appreciate the call. 855-450-3733.
My belief is generally that the United States is lost already. You know, it's on a trajectory to collapse at some point. You know,
it's too late. Too late to do anything about it.
I think so. I think it's just going to keep growing until it can no longer support itself through all this collectivist, you know, idiocy that's going on. And eventually, what's going to happen is that all their policies are just going to stop the flow of money. You know, it's just got to go away.
Well, we can see that the United States has been slipping down the world freedom charts as far as economics goes.
People are either going to leave or, you know, like leave individually or businesses, you know, wealthy individuals first.
Plenty of businesses are leaving, right?
Individuals, you know, like just expatriate. That's what's going to happen. Or you'll get states that say, well, we're not part of the United States anymore. Goodbye. And secession.
A lot of people are upset with the idea of expatriation. But if you ask somebody, hey, would you be willing to move to another country if you had a better job that paid you significantly more, that gave you more time off? And, you know, like, just point out the advantages that they might get by moving to another place.
Right.
I'm not saying that other places have those. I'm sure that the other places do, but you may or may not get those jobs. I'm sorry, Johnson, what's the problem?
I think you hit my... Maybe it just...
Okay.
I can't hear anything either.
Nope, okay, so we... Yep, it's
maybe
not
you
me.
Turned my headphones completely down. I don't know.
Something just happened. When I just wiggled mine and I got sound back. So I think something's going on with this.
We're
thing.
On the air, so...
Yeah, we're on the air. We're fine. It's, sorry, there's technical difficulties in the studio with our headphones.
If you ask the average person if they'd be willing to leave the country for whatever benefits it is that they'd like to get by leaving the country, they would probably go for that. So that doesn't mean that they are anti-patriotic or a bad person or any of those things. It just means that people will do what benefits them. If, for instance, there's a lot of people who are moving to Central America when they retire. They take their Social Security income, and it goes significantly farther in Belize, which is an English-speaking country, or Nicaragua, which has an English-speaking coast, you know, a variety of places, Costa Rica, Panama. There's all kinds of expatriates there, and I don't even like the term, because patriot is supposed to mean something good. I don't know that it necessarily does mean anything good, but it's supposed to mean something good. So, you know, I mean, why do we care if people leave to have a better life for themselves? The United States government, like any other government, is supposed to be a service organization. It's supposed to serve us. And if it's not serving us, we should be able to somehow get away from it. Now, the U.S. government specifically, not just governments generally, the U.S. government specifically is making it harder and harder every year for you to leave. For you to get rid of your citizenship, for you to, you know, go and be a citizen of another country. There's all kinds of exit taxes. And if you think about an exit tax, it's my contention. Let me start with lay out my contention. My contention is that citizenship is the new slavery. Now, slavery has meant a lot of things throughout the centuries. It has meant, you know, serfs bonded to the land. In Roman times, slaves could buy their freedom. In the antebellum South, slaves brought their freedom. Slaves have been able to buy their freedom. If you have to pay money, one penny, instead of, you know, the thousands and thousands of dollars these exit taxes cost, if you have to pay one penny in order to not be called a U.S. citizen any longer, they're claiming you as some kind of bonded servant. They claim the revenue from your work. When you work, they take whatever, you know, the money that you earn from working, they take some percentage of that. Isn't that what a master does? Puts a slave to work and then, you know, takes some kind of percentage of their revenue? Because obviously they have to provide shelter and clothing and medical care for a slave. So a master doesn't get 100% of a slave's labor.
Right.
A master, what's different is usually in a slave paradigm, the master tells the slave what they have to do.
Yes.
You have to do this particular labor. We're kind of like free range serfs. We get to choose what we're going to do and that sort of thing. As long as it doesn't have to do with bookkeeping, because every U.S. citizen that has a job will fill out the government's paperwork when it comes to income tax. So everybody is an unpaid bookkeeper, and they will assign you that work. But other than that, you're kind of a free-range serf.
And if you've never read Robert Nozick's A Tale of a Slave, it's one page long. Read that, and it explains all of the steps of how you go from you're one of 10,000 slaves and you're at the mercy of the slave owner to you're one of 10,000 slaves, the slave owner has given you some semblance of freedom, and you get to help the slave owner make decisions.
I wonder if what you're
saying. And then he asks the questions, at what point did this become anything other than the tale of a slave?
Would you do me a favor and post that on our Facebook page?
Absolutely.
Facebook.freetalklive.com. Johnson?
I wonder what you're saying, if what you're saying about that, you know, having to fill out the paperwork is actually accurate. Like, because I think that if you don't file your taxes and you don't fill it out, what happens is an IRS agent comes and goes through all your paperwork and does it for you. Like, that happens.
So, okay, I'm not familiar with that.
So, like, I don't think that, you know, like, that's their general procedure, I believe, is to have the IRS agent come and just, you know, go through your stuff and, you know,
do you have to let them. Do you have to provide them that stuff? Because I kind of feel like, you know, like, that's a violation of the Fifth Amendment.
If you don't have it, then you're going to owe more. Like, in other words, like, you're going to owe more.
How do they know what I've made?
The receipts. Generally, that's how they come to get you, is they know what you paid. They look at your bank.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.